Thousands brave Texas heat for San Antonio's Stars and Stripes Independence Day Parade. By Randy Clark on July 4, 2026. San Antonio, Texas. Thousands of patriotic San Antonians lined the downtown streets near the historic Alamo to witness the Stars and Stripes Independence Day Parade despite temperatures expected to near triple digits on Saturday. The parade featured traditional 4th of July floats, military bands, and some Tex-Mex performances, adding to the patriotic displays. Breitbart, Texas attended the event promoted by the city as the Stars and Stripes on Houston Street Independence Day Parade aimed at celebrating America's 250th birthday. The parade was launched in 2024 as a major 4th of July parade after an absence of more than a century. Rear Admiral A.B. Cruz III, USN, retired, was the official Grand Marshal of the parade. A San Antonio native, Cruz began his military career after graduating from the U.S. Naval Academy in 1980. Cruz retired from the Navy in 2013. The selection of Cruz as Grand Marshal added a meaningful touch to America's 250th birthday celebration in a city also known as Military City, USA. San Antonio is home to several military bases and a large concentration of active and retired duty military personnel. Fort Sam Houston's 323rd Army Band led the parade through downtown, playing patriotic marches as other floats and performance groups trailed behind. Known as Fort Sam's Own, it traces its lineage to military bands at the historic fort that date back to 1893. On one corner along the route, a trio of female singers entertained the crowds awaiting the arrival of the parade floats by singing patriotic songs, including some 1940s wartime victory songs in the style of the Andrews Sisters. Adding a touch of Southwest flair, a crew of Mexican folkloric dancers dressed in traditional garb with touches of red, white, and blue performed traditional dances during the parade, representing local Tex-Mex culture in San Antonio. The attending crowds appear to be coping well with the high temperatures on Saturday. San Antonio is currently experiencing very hot weather typical of most midsummers. The heat index routinely hovers between 99 and 106 degrees Fahrenheit on most days. Residents are acclimated to the conditions, but tourists visiting the city may find it quite challenging to adjust to the heat. Fortunately, the Stars and Stripes Parade concluded without any significant medical emergencies. High temperatures in Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia forced the cancellation of parades. Many smaller parades and events across the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic were also canceled due to heat-related concerns. Saturday's celebration of America's 250th birthday will continue throughout the day in San Antonio with numerous family-friendly events and will culminate with a music and fireworks show at the city's Woodlawn Lake Park later in the evening. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.